This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 390 for Thursday, May 13th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are falling back on Thursday as pressure from profit-taking in the United States markets is pulling down prices. With the final settlement still pending, the July contract is down by the expanded daily limit of $45 at $857.30 per ton. ICE will now expand the daily limit to $60 per ton for Friday. Meanwhile, new crop November is down $24.80 at $729.90 per ton. A trader notes there's an overreaction to inflation in most of the U.S. markets, which adds to the strong downward pressure. Dryness across the prairies is said to be having farmers thinking twice about planting canola. Saskatchewan Agriculture reports total seeding progress in the province is at 38% complete as of May 10th, which is more than fourfold from the previous week. However, dry conditions are hampering crop emergence. The Canadian dollar is weaker this afternoon, with the loonie at 82.15 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 82.67. The United States Department of Agriculture reports old crop soybean export sales are 94,300 tons for the week ending May 6th. New crop sales are more than 102,000 tons. The USDA says old crop soy meal export sales are 74,600 tons, with another 32,000 tons of old crop. Soy oil amounts to only 800 tons. Old crop corn export sales hit a marketing year low of net reductions of over 113,000 tons, while new crop sales were almost 2.1 million tons. With the U.S. wheat marketing year set to end May 31st, the USDA says old crop wheat export sales are just over 30,000 tons. New crop sales amount to 268,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are tumbling on Thursday. The July contract is plummeting 58.5 cents at $15.84 per bushel. July soy oil is down more than 6/10 of a cent at 65.78 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is bleeding $27.40 at $4.21.40 per hundredweight. Corn futures are weaker on Thursday, with the July contract falling by its daily limit of 40 cents at $6.75 per bushel. Chicago oats are also weaker, with the July contract down 17 cents at $3.72. Wheat futures are continuing the downward trend on Thursday, with Chicago July dropping 28 cents at $7.01.5. Kansas City July is sliding down 33 cents at $6.58. And with a final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July drops 23 cents at 7.43. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, May 13th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.